Mahoning County judge has sentenced an Alliance man to 25 years to life in prison for the killing of a Smith Township woman. Common Pleas Judge Anthony D'Onofrio today handed down the punishment to 34-year-old Nicholas Cunningham, who pleaded guilty August 7th to aggravated murder. The charge stemmed from the October 2023 stabbing death of 44-year-old Gina Wade. Court records say a 12-year-old niece found the woman dead at her home on Courtney Road. Cunningham was arrested about a month later. He was found incompetent to stand trial before later being found competent. Man must register as a Tier 2 sex offender after pleading guilty to child pornography charges. 31-year-old Ryan Robinson of Pike Township entered the plea last month. 15 counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor and disseminating matter harmful to juveniles. Common Pleas Judge Krissa Hartnett also sentenced him to 6 to 9 years in prison. Robinson possessed thousands of obscene images and videos involving minors between June 2024 and May 2025. Minerva, a woman dead after a tree, fell onto her vehicle on Route 30 in Paris Township. The Highway Patrol says 35-year-old Bridget Reagan was traveling west when the tree fell north of the road and struck her vehicle shortly before 5:30 Saturday afternoon. Reagan was pronounced dead at the scene. The patrol continues to investigate. A Canton woman died after her car collided with a SARTA bus Friday afternoon. Police say 85-year-old Dina Angelopoulos ran a stop sign at Cleveland Avenue and 35th Street Northwest shortly after 1, hitting the side of the bus. Several passengers suffered minor injuries, but the driver was not hurt. Police say drugs and alcohol are not suspected. The incident is under investigation. ODOT seeking public comment on a $6 million project to resurface State Route 21 and repair bridges in Massillon and Perry Township. Work will run from the U.S. 30 interchange north to the Tuscarawas River, starting next spring and wrapping up by late fall 2027. Lane restrictions and short-term ramp closures are possible. Students at Canton's Glenwood Intermediate School will get safer walking and biking routes under a nearly $775,000 ODOT project. Plans call for a new sidewalk along 44th Street Northwest, a mid-block crossing with a refuge island and flashing beacon, and a walkway to the school entrance, the project part of nearly $8.8 million in statewide Safe Routes to School funding. Construction expected in 2029. An East Liverpool woman accused of fleeing a deadly hit-and-run crash will go on trial next year. 34-year-old Tracy Quimby accused of hitting and killing 64-year-old Brady Ingram February 4th as he walked on Bradshaw Avenue in East Liverpool. Her jury trial is set for January 26th. Quimby faces aggravated vehicular homicide and 3 counts of failure to stop after an accident. A nearly 70-year-old Lisbon swimming pool could require $770,000 in repairs before it can reopen next summer. Mayor Peter Wilson says engineers found leaks in the pool walls and problems with the skimmer. The city received a $150,000 grant in June, but will need additional funding or could phase in the repairs. The park committee will discuss the engineer's report Tuesday. 4.5 acres in Sebring being cleared for potential new business development. The site at 221 West Georgia Avenue is home to a former Strong Manufacturing Company building that dates to 1912 and has been vacant for years. It also once housed Pressweld, a $640,000 project covering asbestos removal, demolition, and site cleanup. Officials say they hope the property will attract new jobs and tax revenue. Austin Town Police say a man shot in the abdomen in April lost his leg and had to give up his MMA career as a result of the attack. 36-year-old Certain Elman of Texas has been indicted by a Mahoning County grand jury. Elman faces 2 counts of felonious assault and a firearm specification. Police say he shot 33-year-old Thomas Crump along Mahoning Avenue April 7th. Elman has been in the county jail on $75,000 bond. Youngstown Police searching for 2 people accused of robbing a man after hitting him with a car. Victim told police he was walking on Tampa Avenue Thursday afternoon when the vehicle hit him from behind. He ran, but the 2 suspects chased him through several backyards, caught him, and threatened him. Police say the suspects took $several hundred in cash, but not the man's phone or wallet. New evidence could delay the trial of 2 men accused of killing a postal worker in Warren. Defense attorneys for 46-year-old Thomas Sledge and 25-year-old Caprice Sledge are asking for a delay of up to 30 days. Prosecutors will not object. The 2 are accused of killing Jonte Davis in March 2024 as he made deliveries. Jury selection was set to begin today in Cleveland Federal Court. Former Warren Police Chief Eric Merkel is expected to receive about $56,000 in pay and accrued vacation time following his resignation. Merkel stepped down in July after allegations he made racist comments and claimed pay for hours he did not work. Meanwhile, three federal lawsuits accuse Merkel and the city of failing to act on a 2019 complaint against former officer Michael Edwards, who was convicted of sex offenses against women. We have the following funeral announcement. Services are pending for 80-year-old Sherman L. Daniel of Alliance. Arrangements by Sheriff Sterling Skivalaki. Services pending for 85-year-old Thomas Britton. Arrangements by Sheriff Sterling Skivalaki.